Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. The network expansion efforts led by 1&1 have achieved a modest milestone despite delays and incomplete power connections affecting operators, including Telefónica. German mobile providers, among them Telefónica, O2, have raised their data volume inclusions by 60%, while customer usage remains much lower. And a localized technical disturbance in Frankfurt briefly disrupted mobile and fixed line services for O2 customers before normal operations resumed.
In today's top news, Wirtschaftswoche reports on the network expansion efforts led by Ralf Dommermuth, noting that while many aspects of the rollout faced delays, a minor success has been achieved. The article outlines that the telecommunications provider 1&1, operating under the supplementary agreement for the Mobile Summit contract, has completed the installation of at least 120 mobile network sites by the stipulated deadline of 30th of June. However, the report also emphasizes that according to the Federal Ministry for Digital Affairs, a small double-digit number of these sites have not yet been handed over for use by Deutsche Telekom, Vodafone, and Telefonica due to incomplete power connections, as the energy supplier commissioned by 1&1 has not fully established the required electricity supply. The publication further details that, until the end of 2022, Dommermuth managed to build only 200 towers instead of the 1,000 towers mandated by the Federal Network Agency for the 5G frequency assignment, thereby falling short of expectations set by the Digital Ministry, which had granted deferred interest payments under the condition of eliminating coverage gaps. Additionally, the article notes that while other network operators expanded approximately 333 sites each, Dommermuth delivered only 130, prompting a subsequent renegotiation in which an extra investment of 5 million euros was committed for an additional 120 towers. This development highlights both the challenges and the efforts undertaken by the provider in meeting technical and regulatory requirements, marking a crucial yet modest step in the ongoing network enhancement process.
The Keeler Nachrichten examines the trend among mobile network operators to equip contracts with significantly larger data volumes than the customer's actual usage. The article states that German providers such as Deutsche Telekom, Vodafone, Telefonica, OTDU, and 1&1 have increased their inclusive data offerings by 60% in 1 year, from about 45 to 72 gigabytes per month. It is noted that the average personal data consumption is only around 11.7 gigabytes per month, which underlines the discrepancy between the provided and the used volumes. The piece explains that higher data budgets lead to higher monthly prices, with contract tariffs averaging around 32 euros and prepaid tariffs around 11 euros, a pricing strategy that benefits from the perceived added value. Additionally, according to Verivox expert Jörg Schomburg, cited by the Keeler Nachrichten, even though Telefónica traditionally led in terms of overall data inclusions, competitors like Vodafone now offer even higher volumes, a practice that serves as an important marketing tool for the insurers.
A separate report by Mürharter Zeitung DIE details a technical disturbance experienced by O2 customers on the morning of 31st of July 2025. The article describes that numerous users reported issues with mobile internet and fixed line services during early hours in Frankfurt am Main. The incident was limited to the Frankfurt area between approximately 7:30 and 8 o'clock, after which the problem was promptly resolved. O2 confirmed that there was no nationwide service disruption. Instead, the network continued to operate normally across Germany. The report also mentions that while online disturbance portals recorded a temporary surge in complaints, these reports quickly subsided as the localized issue was addressed and resolved.
The article published by Teltarif.de outlines significant enhancements made by Telekom to its roaming options, specifically the Travel Mobile Basic and Travel Mobile Basic World packages. According to the report, effective 1st of August, these packages have been upgraded to offer improved benefits for customers traveling in regions where the regulated EU tariff does not apply, thereby preventing high roaming costs. The upgraded packages now include an increase in inclusive mobile internet data from 1 gigabyte to 5 gigabytes, an expansion of included call minutes from 60 to 200, and an increase in the number of SMS from 100 to 200. The report further explains that while the Travel Mobile Basic option is tailored for popular travel destinations such as the United States of America and Turkey, the Travel Mobile Basic World option is available in almost all non-EU tariff zones, with both options also accessible to corporate customers with business contracts. In addition, the article highlights the availability of a free welcome pass for up to 48 hours, which can be booked twice a year by telecom mobile customers in selected countries, and notes that the company leverages approximately 600 partner networks worldwide, including over 220 that offer 5G connectivity, all of which underscore telecom's strategic efforts to enhance customer service abroad.
Handelsblatt.com features an article by Philip Depierreau titled Leben auf dem Frustkontinent, How Europe Regains Its Former Strength, which critically examines the current state of European politics and regulatory affairs. The article contrasts Europe's tendency for collective self-pity and resistance to accepting reality with the practical, swift, and effective approaches observed in the United States, particularly in the context of negotiations on tariffs with President Trump. It explains that decades of underinvestment in defense, digital infrastructure, and innovation have resulted in a loss of negotiating power, making Europe vulnerable in global economic and political arenas. The contribution further highlights burdensome bureaucratic processes in Germany, noting that over 3,000 public employees are engaged in administrative tasks that could be digitized or supported by AI, thereby underscoring the urgent need for reform and streamlining of operations. The piece concludes by calling for a Europe that boldly embraces self-responsibility, digital transformation, and innovation, advocating for immediate action over perpetual criticism, as reported by Handelsblatt.com.
The publication Bild.de reports on the emergence of new roaming cost pitfalls that may affect mobile users when their smartphones inadvertently connect to a network in a neighboring country. The article explains that, despite the convenience of using mobile services in other European countries under the EU roaming agreement, customers can incur unexpectedly high charges when they cross into non-EU networks or border areas where the local network is activated due to stronger signals. It is noted by Bild Sparfuchs Frank Oxe in Bild.de that automatic network selection can lead devices to opt for a foreign network that may have significantly higher rates. The report provides concrete examples, citing that in Switzerland, for instance, non-telecom customers risk high charges, with costs reaching up to 10 euros per megabyte, and mentions even higher rates when using networks across the Greek, Turkish, or Balkan borders. The article calls attention to the importance of checking roaming settings, such as disabling automatic network selection, especially when traveling through border regions where coverage from neighboring countries can cause inadvertent and expensive connectivity. This development presents a concern in the competitive mobile market, underlining challenges for providers whose customers might be vulnerable to unexpected costs while using their devices internationally.
The publication Spiegel.de reports a record quarter for Apple, driven primarily by exceptionally strong iPhone sales. According to the article, revenue from iPhone sales increased by 13.5% to reach $44.58 billion, a figure that significantly surpassed the expectations of analysts, while overall revenue grew by nearly 10% to $94.04 billion, marking the highest earnings achieved between April and June. The article explains that these results were partly influenced by accelerated purchases ahead of anticipated U.S. tariffs and highlights that the number of active devices across all product groups has reached new highs, as noted by Apple's CFO, Kevin Parekh. In addition, Spiegel.de details that even though smartphones are generally exempt from import duties, Apple is shifting portions of its production from China to India in response to escalating tensions between the United States and China, with new tariffs potentially affecting 25% of Indian goods from 1st of August. Finally, the report emphasizes that despite fierce competition in the Chinese market from companies like Huawei and Xiaomi, which are offering advanced devices and numerous AI functionalities, Apple managed to halt a downward trend in local iPhone sales through significant discount promotions, while CEO Tim Cook has signaled a heightened focus on advancing their AI capabilities.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.